Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Favorite thing Tony's ever said.
What was that now?
Can you play it again for Skip?
I didn't have my earphones on. I'm sorry.
I was a full-grown adult in my 20s before I realized the difference between a hamster, a gerbil, and a guinea pig.
Can I play for you guys
They were all interchangeable animals in my brain.
Can I play for you guys the one instance where it's okay to say okay, boomer?
Sure.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Okay, boy.
Okay.
What is happening?
No malarkey. No malarkey whatsoever.
And you wonder why they won't let him in the spin room after debates.
Biden 2020. I saw a tweet this weekend from a comedian who was very liberal who put up a photo of the Biden 2020 no malarkey bus and said, oh, we are going to lose so bad.
That's amazing.
It is.
It really is.
That was during the same era as Corn Pop.
I think it just
got lost because Corn Pop was so beyond the pale.
I think it was the talk.
Yeah,
I think it was the Corn Pop talk.
He just was saying some things.
Got hair in my legs.
He got so many crammed into one statement.
Yeah.
I learned about kids jumping onto my lap.
And I liked it.
Yeah, I did.
I learned about roaches. Jeez, oh Pete. Strange Sweet 16 today. I'd like it. It's a Rachel invention. It's interesting. It's not the same old, same old. You want to explain it, Rach?
Yes. So this is basically things that should be against the law. The Sweet 16 of things that should be against the law. I told the guys, the pettier, the better.
Yeah. Like little social things.
Yes.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
How's the banana peel?
It's sitting okay.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Your skin looks better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I paid him $20 to eat a banana peel.
Did I tell you guys about me and Andrew's skincare journey?
That is not worth $20.
Mm.
That is not worth $20.
He only ate a section.
You're saying I got taken? Or you wouldn't eat it for $100?
I wouldn't eat it for $100.
Okay.
Oh, man. I remember trying to take a bite out of one years and years ago.
We hit a nerve here.
No way. That's so nasty.
F bananas.
They're not edible.
Now, orange peels. That's good eating.
I guess it's apropos of something because we're talking about fruit. But I do a whole hour-long stand-up on how weird I was, and I just remembered this one the other day. We had like most families back in the 60s and 70s, we had a bowl of fake rubber fruit, and I would take the grapes, pull them off the little fake stem, and suction them to the end of my tongue and pop them off for hours. Like, not like once, like for an afternoon.
While watching Speed Racer and all that.
Not even watching anything.
Okay.
Just like sitting at the table like pop, pop, pop. Can you imagine my dad just back from World War II? Hey, Jack.
Can you imagine if he said something to you right then and you said, okay, boomer?
Oh, my God.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Right then.
No kidding.
Mm.
Okay. Lead it off. Skip.
Let's do it.
Okay. So in the break, it kind of was established that it's supposed to be maybe like Tony said, a jerk move.
Things that you're like, you should go to jail.
See, my number one was putting up Christmas decorations in the stores before Thanksgiving.
That should be against the law.
That's perfect.
That should be against the law, but it's not really a jerk move per se.
No, you're fine.
All right.
No, I think that
should be against the law, though.
Which is worse, when they go up on November 10th or when they're still up on February 10th?
I think it's worse when it's still up.
Yeah, when it's still up.
I agree.
It gives me a headache.
It should be, take them down January 2nd.
Last year on December 26th, I took my Christmas tree and I threw it in the dumpster. I don't even know if that's how you're supposed to dispose of it, but I wanted it out of my apartment.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
That's right. Freaking humbug.
From the DGS.
Off the balcony you go.
Supposed to take them outside and plant them in the ground, right?
Yeah.
I don't own any property.
You can recycle them at Carondelet Park.
You just sounded so drunk.
I don't know any property.
I don't have any land. I don't know what you maybe mean. Someday.
I don't have any property.
Maybe someday I'll have enough property to have my own dumpster to throw my tree in.
I don't even have a shovel.
Tony?
Particularly at a sporting event, people who are cussing and being inappropriate within earshot of children.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, that's
great.
We've all been...
Is that not
had our kid
illegal
at a,
some places?
Had our kid at a baseball game, and the guys behind you are just cussing up a storm and being ignorant, and that should be against the law.
Sue?
Okay, mine is when people, and this happened to me just this weekend, bring a cartload of stuff in the grocery store to the 20 items or fewer line.
So too many items in the express
line. Yes!
There was just a big brawl over that.
Yeah, there was.
There really?
Where? Should have been.
Yeah, that's legit. It's completely justified.
It's the kind of thing that makes you lose your stuff.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm going to use the example that I used in the Sweet 16 text today, which is you're at a fast casual restaurant. You're standing in line. You finally make it to the front of the line. And we've all seen the person who goes, because they haven't looked at the menu at all.
What do you serve here?
You should go to prison.
Yeah. I've had people in my car do that. And it
makes
me crazy. You pull up to McDonald's and you're like, what do you want? What do you want?
Let me read the menu here.
What's the number two? That's the worst.
I'm just putting that down as taking too long to order.
I would say it should be illegal to be anonymous on social media.
Oh, wow.
Or to crush somebody.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Have the balls to tell me who you are.
That's the first real serious one, but that's a good one.
So I had trolling. Is that the same thing? Like
if
being
you want
a troll,
okay, just tell me that your name's George Delgado.
Well, trolls don't, though. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
If you're going to be a big tough guy.
Agreed. All right, here's one that I really hate.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when people do this. If you don't stick your pinky out when you're having high tea and crumpets, that's just
ridiculous.
Put them
to Azkaban.
The ground is frozen solid like a rock.
I can't even dig a hole.
How about?
All I know is Christmas is over.
What? Are the roots just going to sprout out of the bottom? The roots is going to sprout out and grow?
Must be nice to be landed gentry, Tony.
How about getting a list of weather terms that are illegal, like walking around and saying it's not the heat, it's the humidity, or cold enough for you, or any of those weather terms.
So,
if you're not a weatherman, you shouldn't be commenting on the weather except for hard facts.
I'm going to put weather idioms.
I like it. God, I've got a lot here.
It's not the heat.
How about just simply cutting in line?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Putting it on there.
How about just cutting in line?
Yeah, there should be a real penalty.
Yeah.
If you think there was an actual law against it and there wasn't a policeman around, do you think people would still do it or people would start getting afraid of it?
No, they'd still do it.
Yeah. I'm an undercover policeman. You're under arrest.
That's a felony.
All right, I have several, but I'm going with the rude. Well, not wearing deodorant on a plane.
Ooh, poor
that
plain hygiene.
That should be illegal.
You have quite a life.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it when I'm flying to Paris.
I have to say, yeah. Am I that right, is Skip? Absolutely
Thank
true.
You.
I totally agree with that one.
Thank you.
Personal
I'm
hygiene
I'm
going to
go with
plane.
Not yes. washing your crotch on a boat.
But a plane is such a self-contained atmosphere.
I need to hang out with Sue Thomas more.
It's such a self-contained atmosphere. Somebody who stinks.
Yes.
I mean, even a flight to Chicago becomes a nightmare.
It should be illegal to limit the amount of drinks I have in first class.
There you go.
All right. I'm going to go with, I know that jaywalking is already illegal, but I don't necessarily think it should be. What should be illegal is when you jaywalk in front of my car and I have a green light and you look at me like I'm an idiot for driving my car.
Oof. The look should be a higher ticket
illegal.
Than the act. Yeah.
Agreed. So I'm going to put attitude while jaywalking.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if you had 10 coins for your whole life? But you could cash in a coin at any point, and everything stops, and there's like an instant jury.
Ooh.
Right?
Yep.
My mind would be gone. But when someone does that, when they give you that look, if you could just like do more than just bitch and moan.
Right. Like yourself.
You're going to pay a price.
Yeah. You know, and with that in mind, with what Rachel was saying, I would love it. Just take it to the next level. Anytime somebody does something where you're right and they give you attitude that you're inconvenience them or you're in their way, but you're in the right, that attitude should be, if they get a fine for it, the attitude should be a tripler.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah, because you're like gaslighting. You're gaslighting the person
exactly.
that you're victimizing.
Exactly. You're walking against the light, not me.
Came close to a racist dialect there for a second, didn't you?
Did I?
Did he?
No.
I didn't hear that at all.
No.
No.
Even Sue.
No.
All right.
This is one of my general laws of life I've talked about before, but in all things, you must be able to speak intelligently for 60 seconds before giving me your opinion.
Yes. It's a good
or
one.
Or it's against the law.
Yep.
Yep. I agree.
If you want to tell me about climate change, I'm going to start the stopwatch. And if you can't make it to 60 seconds telling me real things, you shouldn't be talking.
Ooh, I like that one.
Should we go around one more time or
sure.
take a break?
Let's do it.
Okay. Skip.
So very similar to that, there needs to be a law against becoming a rabid sports fan in 10 minutes. Don't be rooting against my team just because, you know, and we can be guilty of that too in St. Louis every now and then. Like, I guarantee you there was people who I'm thrilled that everybody got on the Blues bandwagon. That's great. But don't be talking down to lifetime San Jose Sharks fans after we beat them. You know, those kind of things. There has to be a jury of how big of a gung-ho person you are before you can start there and scream and yell at them.
I like it.
This one's probably too close to my first one. How about driving at or below the speed limit
in the fast lane?
Yeah, that's my next one. Good one.
That was what inspired me for the category.
But that is against the law, though, in most states.
You know, one thing that's bothering me more and more is the opposite. That typically I've been like, hey, look, you need to go 100 miles an hour, go 100 miles an hour. But it really pisses me off now. If I'm in typically the left lane going 72 and you are on my ass going 100, that pisses me off. It didn't used to. Now it does. Also, big, loud trucks.
Mm-hmm. It's ultra frustrating when there's somebody in front of you if you wanted to be going 80,
yes.
if you wanted to be going 80,
and the guy behind you can clearly see him.
Yeah, and they're mad.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It drives
Absolutely.
Me crazy. Like, you can see there are eight people.
Just a point of order. That is what you just described is against the law. Is it not? I mean, you're not supposed to go.
I've got plenty more.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Well, like Skip was saying,
it's not
saying this should be punishable by death.
Yeah, we're saying it should be way bigger.
Well, in that case, absolutely. Put that at number one.
I don't think anybody ever ever gets pulled over for that.
You know what's funny? My wife got pulled over for going. She was going over the speed limit. She thought she was going to get a ticket, but no, she was just driving in the fast lane, in the left lane.
You stay in there.
And not passing anybody. There was no cars around.
That happened to me too.
And they pulled her over and gave her a ticket.
I didn't get it.
Speed had nothing to do with it.
I don't think I got a ticket, but that happened to me driving to Chicago. I was very young. I was going up to visit my uncle and go to a Cowboys game at Soldier Field. Yeah. And it was the middle of the night, nobody around, and I was just driving in the left lane of a 2-lane highway almost the whole way there.
Yeah.
And suddenly got pulled over, and he pulled me over for driving
in
the left
lane. Man, that's ticky-tack.
Driving in the left lane.
Well, it was like you said, it was the middle of the night, and he was bored.
But I didn't even know that was, at the time, I didn't even know that was illegal just to drive in the left lane. He's like, it's for passing only.
I think I'm going to go because Sue took off to go to KZK.
Whatever.
Do traffic over there. Make that
against the law right there. Put it in there.
I hate it when someone calls you and then goes, hey, hold on a sec. You called me. You called me. And now you're just letting me know that you value my time so little that you just had to make sure I was on the line waiting for you while you order at Wendy's. Oh, it makes me so furious.
I think you should put on leaving the studio to go do something at another radio station.
Put it on
put
there.
That out there and don't tell her until it comes back. Into
that can be her last. That can be her pick.
Yeah.
One more day.
Should we just sneak it on there to mess with her?
Yeah. Exactly. All of mine are serious now.
I like them.
No, let's do it.
I like serious.
This is the last pick.
All right.
Of the whole game, or then we got to throw them out?
No able-bodied person should ever be able to be on welfare for more than a year total in their lifetimes.
Well, that is pretty
serious. I like it.
I'm just going to write down welfare, and you'll remember everything that you just said.
I just think that we should all be given 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Use it a week at a time. Use it all in one shot.
And how do you test that?
I think just like if you are not disabled. If you're disabled, I think we should take care of you from cradle to grave, and we should give you a real life, mentally or physically. But if you're not disabled, you should not have more than 52 weeks of riding a gravy train. 532 DGS. Join us this Saturday. Join us this Friday at the Hardee's down south, Butler Hill Road. Going to be doing the show there live for Operation Food Search, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So come on by, bring food, non-perishables, mostly bring cash. That's really how we're going to get to our goal of $100,000. We'll get the last week's totals, which I'm guessing are going to be down a little bit since it was the holiday week. Hopefully not. We've been averaging over $10,000 per week. Go to any Hardee's in the area, and just if they don't ask you to donate, ask them. A dollar gets you a DGS sticker, but hopefully you'll do more than that. Doing the Sweet 16 of basically like annoying things that we all think either should be against the law, or if they are already against the law, have like a bigger penalty to them. And here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Putting up Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving versus being on welfare your whole life.
Wow. I'm going to say probably people that exploit the welfare system.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm not sure that
should be.
I'm saying Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving.
Is it over? Or does my vote count?
Oh, it counts.
It counts.
I'm going to say for the spirit of the game, putting up Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving.
Got a little too real, the welfare thing.
Well, I mean, that one's pretty obvious. That one should be, that one really should be a real law.
We'll go Christmas lights.
Oh. By the way, how beautiful is the tree? Thank you for putting that up, Tony.
It's good.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's very good.
It's very nice. Cozy in here now.
Is there a Dominic the Donkey on that tree?
We used to do lights, and then when we moved to this studio a couple years ago, it's been the tree.
I really thought you said Dominate the Donkey, and it made me horny.
Yeah.
No. It's Tony's favorite Christmas carol.
Because
it's
Italian?
Becoming more and more mainstream.
It is his favorite, though.
Yeah. That's why I'm asking if there's an ornament from it on there.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. Dominate the Donkey.
Oh, boy.
Flying on a plane without the proper hygiene next to Miss Princess Thomas.
It bothers everyone.
Versus looking at me like it's my fault that you just jaywalked in front of my car.
That guy.
That guy, yeah. I can't.
Yeah, I hate both of those, but... But I got to go with the incredulous lawbreaker.
That guy's about to make me turn my car around. You know what I'm saying?
Taking too long to order at a fast food restaurant versus leaving the studio to go do traffic on KZK.
Leaving the studio.
Leaving the studio.
In the middle of the don't think that should be legal.
What? Leaving the studio.
What was it up against?
It doesn't matter.
Are we going with that?
No, what was it up against?
Taking too long to order at a fast food restaurant.
That's much worse.
I'll vote that too.
Okay, fine. Am I the only one? Like, I swear I have a sixth sense when I'm behind someone in a fast food drive-thru, even before I have a reason.
You know they're going to take forever?
I know they're trouble.
Yep.
It happened the other day. It was this white lady in a Lexus, and I just smelled it.
Mm-hmm.
And she got up there, and she was fighting with the guy at McDonald's for like 4 minutes. And so then she moves on, and she fights with the person giving her food for another 4 minutes.
Ugh.
You just, you smell it on them.
It was the Lexus.
What does it smell
lady.
Like?
I had so many dirty jokes.
I bet you she doesn't wear deodorant when she flies.
Probably
no,
exactly.
She doesn't.
Being anonymous on social media, trolling anonymously, and putting people hold no research.
Putting people in the hold no research.
Let me see it.
No
putting
rush.
People 60 seconds of discussion before.
No, is this when people call you on the phone and then?
Oh yes, putting people on hold for no reason because you're
very rude
and you don't respect others' time and you're disrespecting.
Somebody calls
them.
You, then immediately puts you on.
Versus trolling people anonymously.
Ooh. Trolling people in the
I'm going troll
section / social media.
I'm going the hold thing. That drives me.
I'll
nuts.
Go hold as well.
Ooh.
Oh,
it's up to you, Skip.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they both drive me crazy. However,
think about
as
the
bad
worst.
As it can be, I'm going to say get rid of trolling. Make trolling illegal.
Okay.
I was going to say think about that.
Or at least troll me with your own
name.
Right. Yeah. Right. Anyone can anonymously talk crap. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not trying to be funny. I think it says digging around a kid's sports.
That's the cussing around kids.
Cussing.
Yeah.
Okay.
My handwriting is not that bad.
You're at a sporting event with your
between
kid.
Between your handwriting and my eyesight.
You're at a sporting
consonant, vowel, double consonant. Cussing and digging.
You want me to do the rest?
I'm just calling it. Yeah. I'm handing it back.
You're at a sporting event with your kid and
someone's pulled out a
shovel. Somebody is near you.
Yeah. Cussing around kids, sports, and it looks like Dave wrote down salty concert.
Ah, yeah.
Talking at a concert.
Okay.
So you pass it back, right?
Those are two that could be the winners.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
I have to go with cussing around kids.
So cussing around kids at a sporting event, like you take your kid to the Cardinal game and the guy behind you is just cussing up a storm, or the people that are sitting near you at a concert just
yakking away.
Just having a conversation about whatever they're having a conversation about, oblivious to the show in front of them. I'm gonna do the skip thing and see if I don't have to vote.
Oh.
So you guys.
Oh, I was doing that too.
No, I'm stealing it this time.
All right,
because they were both mine.
I'll
so
go cussing over talking.
Me too.
I'll go talking at a concert then, just to hope that Sue ties it for Tony.
I will.
Tony's got to break the tie.
Come on, I hate them all so much.
And that's because you called it the skip thing.
I guess
which
I'll go.
I'm also writing down.
I'll have to go cussing
thing.
At the sporting event.
Okay.
All right.
Cutting in line or sharing your uninformed opinion. Like Dave said, you have to be able to speak intelligently for 60 seconds.
Cutting in line.
Ignorant opinion.
Ignorant opinion.
I'll go cutting in line.
Ooh, it's down to me. So I'll go opinion.
Yeah, I don't have many people cut in line in front of me these days, but I get a lot of ignorant opinions.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Fill up the jail a lot faster.
I saw somebody cut in line at QT within the last month, and I couldn't believe it. They just, whoop.
Oh, that's crazy.
I saw it too at QT.
Couldn't believe it.
What, typically at QT, there's the line, and then someone, and
they straggle in from the side.
Yes. And I saw the guy look at the line, look at the empty counter, look at the line. And then did the whole like,
is there a line? I didn't realize. I didn't I'm here.
Well, it's like it's a different register that just opened and you can get in your own. Yeah, that's not how it works.
A cartload in the 20 items or fewer line or bandwagon sports fans. I got to go 20 items.
Or 20 items.
Me too.
Bandwagon. Hate it.
I'm the grocery store.
People who share their dumb opinion on weather, like it's not the heat, it's the humidity.
Oh my God.
Or the jerks that drive slow in the fast lane, even though it's already illegal, we're asking for the electric chair.
Slow in the fast lane.
Slow in the fast lane.
Yeah, slow in the fast lane. Is it hot enough for you? Is it hot enough for you?
Is it hot enough for you?
What do you think, Dave? Should we wait to do the Elite Eight on the next segment?
Sure.
All right, let's take a little break.
Let's milk this bitch. Welcome back, guys. DGS, few minutes shy of 6 p.m. Skip, do you have any idea who Steve Miller's drummer was?
I do not.
He's really good. Yeah. This is my childhood, and I was a budding young drummer. I just love whoever that is. Could be more than one person. But
yeah, he had a really good band all this, and people don't realize, I mean, they were around for 7 or 8 years making a lot of albums before the real popular stuff happened,
mm-hmm.
and they were very blues-orientated with really good musicians.
Yeah, I bet it was like a studio guy like Steve Gadd or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Several different guys pop up when you Google
it. I think, you know, Aronoff, Karen Aronoff. I think Karen Aronoff did a couple tours with him. But I think back in the day when all this was being made originally, he did have the same drummer for a while. He had the same core band for
Tim
a while.
Tim Davis from 1967 and 1970.
That was before the
Gary Malibur. 1976 to 1987.
There you go. That's the wheelhouse.
I just got another idea for this list. We're doing the Sweet 16 of things that should be illegal or more illegal. Friggin' robocalls.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know, honestly, the person behind him, if they said he was put to death, good. Fine. I don't care. God, they're just so annoying.
Yep.
But they have to make money, right? I mean, someone has to answer these things and give them a credit card.
Why, that's true.
Well, the robo, I mean,
I love my mom fights with
the robocall with its automated versus the person who's actually doing it live.
Yeah.
Because the robocall, I think, is how they're making the money because there's no cost to it.
I was at my mom's house yesterday and she regaled me with a tale of how she fights almost every day with this Natalie who's a robot, who calls her. And she knows she's a robot. But she's like, I just get so mad. And so she's just going off on Natalie the robot.
What is Natalie calling her for, you know?
Oh, gosh. It's mostly, then she said there's an
asking for a vote.
A Nigerian guy who wants to fix her computers. My mom's like, I've never seen a computer. Like, not only do I not have one, and he said the guy just started crying, like, oh, just please, please, please. She's like, yeah, sign me up.
All right, wow. The Elite Eight. People who put up their Christmas decorations too early, we're talking pre-Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. versus people who give you attitude whenever they're the ones in the wrong, such as jaywalkers.
Attitude.
Oh, I was going to say Christmas.
Mm. Attitude. Taking too long to order your food.
At a fast food place
versus trolling anonymously on the web.
Trolling.
Troll.
Troll moves on. People who curse around children in public places, showing no regard for others, versus people who share their ignorant opinion while knowing nothing about the subject.
Cussing in front of kids.
I know which one of those is easier to enforce, which would make it easier law to make. So I'm going to vote for that, the cussing in front of kids.
I'll do too.
Cussing moves on. People who bring more than 20 items into the 20 or less checkout lane versus people who drive slowly in the fast lane.
It's the same person.
Oh, it is the same person. And they also write a check in that lane.
That should be on there, too.
Yeah. I hate when people buy alcohol and self-checkout because then someone has to walk harder.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Like, you're going to have to interact with a human anyway. Just get in line, then.
I am so anal about it the other way. If I have, like, 3 apples, I won't count that as one unit. Those are 3, and I'm over by 1. I got to go wait in the longer line.
That's because you have integrity.
That's right.
Sir, you have 89 grapes.
Yeah, exactly. There are more than 5 cornflakes in that box.
20 items are slow in the fast lane.
If I see the person in the...
Yeah, it bothers me more.
In the fast lane?
No, I'm going grocery.
Yeah?
I see that, it bothers me more.
And you have to stand and watch it.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right, 20 items moves on. It's the final 4. People who give you attitude when they're the ones doing something wrong, like crossing the street when you have the right of way, or trolling on the internet anonymously.
The
Attitude.
Attitude. Trolling. I am going attitude.
Skip.
Is it a tie to me?
I haven't voted, but I will go attitude. Wait.
I think it's over, though.
I don't need to vote. Okay. Nope, too late. Can't change.
Giving me attitude while you jaywalk is worse than ruining lives by anonymously trolling the internet. People who cuss in front of kids in public versus those who bring more than 20 items into the express lane.
Oh. Kid cusser.
Yeah.
Kid cusser.
All right. What's going on at Weber Chevrolet?
Well, today is December 2nd, as you all know, but to us, it's November still, November 32nd or whatever it is, because anytime, we've talked about it many times, anytime the month ends on a weekend or holiday, the following Monday or the following day is still the same month. So our Black Friday was amazing. I was talking to Dave about it offline, and it was incredible. I think it's the second or third best one we've ever had. It's certainly my most excited one because we tried a lot of new things about getting the word out, and they worked. I really, really enjoyed it. And so we have those same deals for just the rest of the day. So it doesn't mean much because people are not going to be sitting at home or, let's go buy a car. But I will say this. Whenever we have those kinds of weekends and those gigantic months, that is a gold mine for the pre-owned car shopper. Pre-owned car shopper right now is going to have some great deals. Give us 2 or 3 days, maybe Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
Check again, and I'm telling you.
I know. I'm thinking maybe I'll get down there.
We have so many good vehicles now. And, I mean, that's what Black Friday brings out, the best in trades. I mean, it's really, really, really a good deal.
Yeah,
and so we're going to be just flush with used cars.
My Honda's been struggling up some hills lately.
It is time to get rid of it.
Might be time to
might want to
get a better vehicle.
Yourself right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's got a great trade-in value.
Runs like a top.
All right, so the final, people who give you attitude when they're the ones messing up versus jerks who cuss in front of kids in public.
Kid cusser.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go kid cusser. Wow. That's just so bad.
And
should be illegal.
And it happens all the time.
Yeah,
all the
every
time.
Sporting event, it's happening at least once in there.
Mm-hmm.
Who are Everyone. These swamp goats? Like, you don't have to have kids to know that's wrong.
I feel like it's happened every time I've ever taken my kid to a baseball game, a Cardinal game. There's been within earshot somebody that's just absolutely over the top ignorant, and it ruins the experience.
You shouldn't be looking around saying, "Oh, is there anybody under 18 here? Oh, good, now I can F-bomb all game." Come on, just have some decorum. Right. Mm-hmm. It might be offending more people than that. Just root for your team without flipping people off verbally. Come on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.